Well, hello, Gillian O'Shaughnessy, how are you?
Hello, Michael, I'm very well. It's good to talk to you again.
Well, it is. We had a lovely long discussion about you and your career as a broadcaster some while ago. It's been a very popular podcast on Chevy News, I can tell you.
I think it was the ukulele.
You are right, it was the ukulele. And the voice, of course. But tell me this, what have you been doing? And what's this about the short story festival that's coming up?
Oh, well, I've been doing all sorts of things since I left the ABC. I can't believe that's been a couple of years.
So has it really?
It has. It's been 2 years, I think, this week since we announced it. And I spent a year curating the Writers Weekend for Perth Festival, which was really wonderful and interesting and very busy. And I'm planning a big trip overseas, which is really nice. But I've also been doing a lot of writing of my own. And, you know, I always still love to talk to authors and read books. It's my happy place.
There are so many people, particularly around Frio, who are writers, artists, people who are just engaged in creative things, including you. And I looked through Three Can Keep a Secret, this book of flash fiction that's going to be launched, and I know a good number of these people, including you. So tell us about this short story festival. It's being launched, I think, on the 29th of October.
Yes, it's the Australian Short Story Festival, and it happens every year in a different part of Australia. And this year it's Perth's turn, so it's being held at the Fremantle Arts Centre, which is just a wonderful environment. You talk about creativity, Michael, and it just seeps it out of the stories, out of the walls of that beautiful place and those gorgeous gardens. So I'm really looking forward to that. As part of the Australian Short Story Festival, the new anthology from West Australian publishers Night Parrot Press will be launched. Three Can Keep a Secret. It's their, as the title suggests, it's their third anthology. And there are some really fantastic West Australian writers that are featured.
Well, Three Can Keep a Secret, just talking about it for a minute, I've lost count of how many people have contributed. It looks like more than 80.
I think it's 81.
81. So, I mean, how does one find all of these writers? Do you put up a sign saying, send in your work?
Yes, pretty much, yes. So Laura Keenan and Linda Martin are the editors of Night Parrot Press, and really, I think, have been at the forefront of introducing the genre of flash fiction, which is very popular overseas in America and in England and elsewhere, introducing it here in Western Australia. They have been teaching classes and talking about the form for some years now, which is how I came across it. And yes, they put out a submission and people submitted stories. There's a word limit. I think from memory it was 500 words for this particular collection. So they must be very short stories, which is a challenge in itself, but there's some absolutely glorious examples of the form and some wonderful, wonderful stories.
Now you're in it, and I've read a number of the flash fiction contributions, and I've loved them all. And some of them can be really short.
Yes.
I don't know how the editors go about deciding the order of things here. For a while, I thought it must have been simply alphabetical. And it seemed to be for a while, but then it wasn't. But then I came across one, Megan Anderson.
She's a wonderful writer. I love Megan Anderson. She just won a really big English competition for flash fiction. She's just one of the most beautiful, exciting writers of the genre in Western Australia, I think.
She's such a lovely person who also writes and has an Instagram page and does art under Hangdog and these little pictures of fabulous poodles.
Yeah, she's very talented.
But here's something. I mean, just to give people an idea, this is a piece of writing that has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 paragraphs. That's almost a long one. And it starts off, it's called Always On My Mind. I pay top dollar for the Elvis suit. My goodness, you're straight into it, and away you go. And it's a disconcerting story. Finishes, I strike a pose. One has to read it. What is this can't say it properly, flash fiction. You have to get your tongue around it.
There's a lot of different names for it, short fiction, short shorts, micro fiction. So it's a story form that is generally below 1,000 words. It can be even less, 500, 300, 150, and then they all get different names within that, dribbles and drabbles and all sorts of things. So the difference between... So flash fiction is a form of short story that is compressed. So the difference between, say, flash fiction and prose poetry or poetry, which is often a question people ask, is that it still has to be a story. There still has to be a story arc and a narrative. Something needs to happen. But what you find with flash fiction is that you go straight into the action because of the confines of the word limit you have. Then you really need to catch people very quickly. So you go straight into the action. It allows for a lot of experimentation, which is really fun. And a lot of the action, I think, happens off the page.
What do you mean by that?
Well, because I think a lot of it is inferred or implied, so there's really a lot left for the reader to imagine themselves. For me, flash fiction is like if you were looking through a keyhole into another world, but you could only describe what you were seeing through the keyhole, you would still get the feeling when you finished... when you finish looking, that there was a whole other world, that you, if you opened the door, you wouldn't step into an empty room, you would step into the rest of it. And you really need that sense when you read flash fiction. It's really important.
So in some ways, what you've just said for me means that you start to get this insight, you see something, and then you start to create for yourself.
Yes.
A whole story as to what else is going on.
I think you can. And I mean, trusting your reader is a really important part of being a flash fiction writer. Mm. But you need to give enough information, but you also need to trust your reader to fill in the blanks, because you can only give so much. One of my favourite flash writers and the editor of Smoke Long Quarterly in America, Christopher Allen, describes it as like being a professional diver. High diver. He said once you've left the platform, you've gravity pulls you down, and you've only got so much time before you hit the water, and you can do as many fancy twists and turns as you like, but you've still only got that much time. And if your audience gasps when you hit the water, then you've got a successful story. I think that was just a lovely way,
which makes me think immediately of the Tim Rice line from Evita, and that is high flying adored. I mean, yeah. There's something in that.
I think you're so right. Oh, that, yes, beautifully put.
But who's reading it? Are flash fiction writers looking at this just to admire what other people have done? That can't just be right, because people like me who don't write these things love to read them.
Yeah.
But I'm still wondering what on earth they're going to do in it. Here's another one by Glenys Marsden, First Sighting, 1971. It's 2 paragraphs long, arguably 3, because in the middle it says bang, bang, bang. So when you're reading it, both as a writer and editor of this genre, and just as someone trying to enjoy it, are you looking at it to marvel at what somebody has done in such a short flash period?
Do you know... That's actually a question I have been thinking about in response to a similar query. I read always to get lost in story. So if I'm reading something and I think about, oh, isn't that clever writing, or how clever that person's been,
and you're not enjoying it,
then I just, for me anyway, that it loses something. Because for me, any sort of writing is really, the words are a tool to a story. Mm. For me, flash fiction is one way, it's one form to tell a story and to engage me as a reader and a writer, really fully immerse me in a really well-formed, complex world really quickly, and then throw me out of it again, and you kind of left there thinking, what just happened? And I love that feeling. I read a lot of journals, so I read a lot of flash fiction online, and I usually have an anthology by my bed. There's a whole lot of different ways that it can be presented as well. There's the flash novella, which is We the Animals by Justin Torres, I think is probably one of the most famous examples of that, where each story is particularly short, but they're all connected, and they go to make a great greater story that becomes a novel. So it can become a longer form in that way.
So let's go from that.
Yeah.
Accepting there are various ways of describing what people write, something that's very long, fiction, non-fiction, short stories. Many of us are brought up on anthologies of short stories.
Yeah.
And then this, whatever the various ways of describing it are, but I love the flash fiction thing. For me, it tells what it's about. And they're all there, they're all telling stories, and they're to be enjoyed. And here's this anthology, really. Three Can Keep a Secret. 81 yeah. WA writers have written their flash fictions, and it's being launched. But at the Australian Short Story Festival, what else happens? And how long does it last over at Fremantle Arts Centre?
Oh, well, it runs over 3 days.
Yep.
And all sorts of things around the form of the short story. There'll be flash fiction workshops, so if anyone is interested, and this is the one thing I think is fantastic about flash fiction, as you can see from the anthology Three Can Keep a Secret, there are established writers like Barry Davola and Donna Mazza, but it's also a really accessible form for new writers as well, because you don't have to devote 5 years to 80,000 words. You can just have a shot, see if you like it, and play around. And, you know, it's not the end of the world if it's not for you. So there'll be the option of finding out more about it and doing some workshops with Linda and Laura from Night Parrot Press, who are just wonderful, wonderful teachers. I'm doing a session with Susan Medaglia, also a brilliant short story writer and novelist. Her flash fiction collection, Miniatures, is just a delight. So we are doing a session that's talking about flash fiction, why we like it, what it is, how to write it, the skills you need, how to get published. If you know you wanted to try to do that, there's really a lot of avenues, I think, to get the short story published that perhaps aren't more available if you wanted to try a novel. And I'm doing a wonderful session with short story authors Laurie Steed, who's also a novelist, and Andrew Roth, and we're talking about writing masculinity, which will be a really interesting conversation. John Kinsella's going to have a chat to me about his short story collection, Pushing Back. So there's a whole heap of things to do. I think there's a session for everyone. It's just such a brilliant festival.
Well, and we ordinary readers in the general population can go along and listen.
Yeah, absolutely. And ask stuff. Yeah.
I have been wondering while you've been talking, and I looked through the various people, some of whom I know, who are poets who have come to this, because as you say, there's the longer prose poem.
Yeah.
But that's different from this. And I'm wondering, as in Test cricket, you know, they had Test cricket, which went for 5 days. Then they came up with one-day internationals, and the question was whether a different group of players were more suited to the one-day international Test cricket. And then they came up with the 2020, which happens like flash fiction very quickly.
Yeah.
And do you play different players again? And I'm wondering whether the skills that the novelist has are messed about if they go and write flash fiction, and whether people who concentrate on flash fiction or poetry are sort of cancelling their careers as novelists. Is there none of that would necessarily follow, but do people come from one genre more than another when it comes to flash fiction?
Well, you'd have to ask a novelist, because I've never written one, but I do know people will say, you know, to me a lot, if I'm talking about doing some writing, they will say, oh, when are you going to write a novel? And I've had no interest in doing that.
Yeah.
It seems like a huge exercise for me, and I don't have a story that would take that long to tell. I really like just landing in small stories, and I'm really happy doing that at the moment. But I like to think that people can have a shot at whatever they like. I don't think anyone needs to be shut out of anything, and I don't think one form is better or worse than the other. I just think they're all forms of storytelling, and the story is what counts.
Yeah, but I have to say, using the cricket analogy,
as I understand, took my middle wicket with your first ball, Michael.
Half the 2020 team for Australia at the moment is actually comprised of their Test cricketers, so it just goes to
there
show
you go.
Anybody can do anything. Well, Gillian, congratulations on being involved in this, for
Thank
helping
you.
To make it happen, for being there on the 29th and the other days, and. Do people have to register, or can they just turn up to the festival?
You can turn up to the festival, but it's always great to register as well. I think you can get a ticket to a whole day's worth of events for about $20. If you Google Australian Short Story Festival, it's a really easy way of finding the link to buy yourself a ticket.
We'll give them the link on the shipping news as well.
Oh, you're a gem.
Aren't I? thanks for talking about it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
See you.